was thinking right, she had left my side. And since you don't wanna watch me swallow my pride, I gotta go. Oh, 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 I gotta go. At the dance, I ran into a girl named Jane. I asked for a number, but she gave me her name. I gotta go. Oh, 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 I gotta go. I told her to call me and she said she would. But the phone never rang, I finally understood. I gotta go. Oh, 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 I gotta go. Well, I don't care. And what do you know? I got a rock and roll band and a place to go. I gotta go. Whoa, oh, oh, I gotta go. Well, I bumped into Sally at the corner store. She said she liked me as a buddy, but nothing more. I gotta go. Oh, whoa, I gotta go. Looks like I made another friend, and hence I went back home alone again. I gotta go. Oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, I gotta go. I asked Judy if she joined me at the discotheque. She said, let me ask my boyfriend, just wait a sec. I gotta go. Whoa, oh, oh, I gotta go. I guess girls all day will probably never win, but the book of love never checked in. I gotta go. Whoa, oh, oh, I gotta go. Well, I don't care. What do you know? I got a rock and roll band and a place to go. I gotta go. Whoa, oh, I gotta go.
Hello, hello. This is Slow Shark, and you're listening to 91.FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Isabel. I'm subbing, and I was going to do, since I wasn't here at my usual time last night at 2 a.m., I wanted to talk a little bit about Nomadland, which I saw with my mom over break. And I have a little playlist for you guys that relates to the movie. And I just thought it was a very fitting movie to watch because of everyone was traveling and, you know, going on their own little journeys. Yeah, and just there was also a Thanksgiving scene, so which I didn't even know about. So yeah, it was very interesting to watch. I've been wanting to watch it for a while. And you know, on a previous episode we discussed Blood Simple, which we saw, which was me and Emma saw rather, and this was Frances McDormand's first film, and so then this is, you know, her most recent film, so it's interesting to see how she developed as an actor. And, you know, played a completely different character, an older character in her 60s, who had, you know, well, yeah, I guess is not giving it away, just lost her husband. And at the beginning, they say, like, the plant shut down because of the Great Recession, so... Yeah, but they're both really, really awesome films, some memorable lines, and yeah, I guess I'll start with a song off the soundtrack. And I'll just play a little bit of it because it's long and it's classical, so yeah, we'll see though. Okay, let me do it.
Breath is enticing. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Yeah, so that was part of the soundtrack from Nomadland. Just in case you missed it, this is Isabel. I usually have my show at 2 a.m. on Sundays, but I am subbing for Slow Shark. And yeah, so I'm just playing a few songs that reminded me of Nomadland. Yeah, so the next song is, I just have to play it because it's by a Tufts alum who wrote it on Tufts campus. And yeah, it's a beautiful song, one of my favorite songs. So yeah, well, it was also in my curriculum for History of African American Music. So, you know, a special significance. Yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Hands. Come on, sing, beat to those dream. No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself with those around you crawl. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. That Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
Took her blues back again.
There's a bee.
comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
Yeah, so that was a song by Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam for the soundtrack Into the Wild. So not exactly Nomadland. It's from 2007. But I don't know. I felt like the soundtrack. I was listening to that soundtrack because I remember when I watched Into the Wild a number of years ago. I really, really liked. Well, number one, Eddie Vedder's voice is amazing, and just like the songs too, and I think the wistfulness and the great, you know, great outdoors, great like journey, self-discovery, it mapped on really well to Nomadland. So I wanted to play at least one of the songs from that soundtrack. So Nomadland was. Yeah, a really, really beautiful, sad film, but I think was definitely for that it came out in 2020. I feel like that's very significant because it is about finding yourself. And I know a lot of people during COVID-19 had to look inward because they couldn't, you know, have as much interpersonal interactions. And I also just really like that the director, Chloe Zhao, most of the used, like the characters that are in the film, most of them are not actors. And I don't know, I find that really cool that she, you know, found these like real people that, you know, and Frances McDormand is obviously a really, really big actress, but, yeah, it gave it that authenticity. And I wanted to read this review on Letterboxd. I know sometimes I do read those because, in case you don't normally listen at 2 a.m., which is very reasonable, my show is called Unboxed, and we modeled it after Letterboxd, which is a film review site. And so sometimes I like reading some reviews I find there, and because it's just, some people have just very, very interesting takes on the movie, and this one basically is, it's pretty long, so I might not read the whole thing, but yeah, okay. When they say money can't buy happiness, it's meant in a very direct and temporary sense, though it's crucially wrong in that money can unlock security and comfort in ways that can make you happy, but it can't buy freedom. Wealth is nothing more than a mound of dirt, and from atop that mound, you can see so much more than you could from the floor. But you can't stand on top of the mound without it slowly eroding below you, and your fear of returning to the floor demands you feed the mound even more. So you do. But the mound keeps eroding, so you feed it again. But it keeps eroding, so you continue to feed it, at worst completely unaware that your tireless conquest of dirt means digging a hole for someone else. But their hole won't stop your mound from eroding as mounds do. So you keep feeding it and feeding it, freeing yourself from the shackles of the floor, only to shackle yourself to maintaining the mound. And maybe it's worth it. The view from the top is beautiful. Maybe there's a lovely garden in the distance. But it's not the only view. On the floor, there are rocks. There is water. There are animals and plants and life. There are people. And the people make music and share stories and fall in love and feel heartbreak all from the same floor. They connect their own little pieces of the floor and they build a road. They move along it at their own pace, stopping to live and to see other people and to collect dirt. Not to build a mound, but to keep building more road. And the longer the road gets, the closer they get to that garden. They won't see it as quickly, but they've seen so much along the way, the garden doesn't feel like the destination. In fact, maybe it never was. You don't need a destination when you enjoy just moving along the floor. Your freedom is along the road, where you can always see your friends and find yourself open to stumbling along little gardens along the way. People are freedom. Mobility is freedom. The road is freedom. Dirt may build the road, but it's people that use the dirt and people that move along it. It's people that made America and people that keep it alive, even when other people insist on building mounds out of your precious roads. Because when those roads are destroyed, it's only people who will help you build them back again. So, yeah, that just had a really profound effect on me. And I hope that you enjoyed it. And very true, road is freedom. And yeah, so I'll play a few more songs, and yeah, I hope you enjoy them.
Here I am in this old town, still dreaming of the open road. I've been here for far too long, there's so much more than this I know. It's been years since I've been gone, I miss the way it feels to roam. This urge that's grown inside my heart to pack my bags and hit the road. getting off the road again. Set free in the wind. Feels like we found home again. On the road that's grown within.
It's that time. It's PSA time. So, I figured I would do one that relates to the film as best I can. But this one is Discovering Nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Now I'll just play a few more songs during this hour. Yeah, shout out to Emma, as my dad reminded me. But yeah, I hope she's watching some good films as well. I need to catch up with her, but we will be back, next Sunday at 2 a.m. Not for the faint of heart, but promise to be a good show. And she's full in media studies, so she has more of the expertise on this. but yeah, I enjoy it too, obviously, and, you know, this is exciting, my first solo show, but, yeah, I'll play some more, and, again, enjoy.
Like the river. Another reason going on by, like a cloud in the sky. And like the word you went around, the wind like goes up and down and goes on. Like the river, it goes.
goes on, and it goes on, 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 on. Just like the river, it goes on.
I will seek and I will find while I try to keep a steady mind. I will follow all the signs. This healing takes time. I will find my way back home. We're all going home. Listen to the beat of your heart when you don't know where to go. We're all going home. Listen to the song that's playing on your own soul's radio. Come, change will go. I'm on the right track, but a different road. I'm gonna go where the wind blows, till the end till my heart knows. Till I find a place called home. And what I need, I never lost. Well, I try to keep my fingers crossed. What I want is what I've got. What is true and what is not. When you don't know where to go, we're all going home. Listen to the song that's playing on your own soul's radio.
Searching for new life. Oh, reaching for new life. Uptown, Uptown, oh.
Just before I play the last song, I was just reading more on Letterboxd, and this is by the same person, Demi, that wrote that really, really beautiful piece that I read earlier. First began with a quote, I didn't want my sailboat to be in the driveway when I died, and it's not. My sailboat's out here in the desert. So that was in reference to, I believe, I don't remember if it was Linda or Swanky, but their husband passed away and had this beautiful sailboat in their backyard. But he, you know, he got really sick and he never brought it out. And so they're saying, like, you know, I'm making this life mine while I have it. I mean, Swanky, that was a really, really poignant part when they do a, she tells Fern, oh, I have, you know, only a few months left to live. And she goes, she's like, I gotta go to Alaska. I'm going to Alaska. Yeah, I just want to like die there. I don't want to die in a hospital. But yeah, the other part of, and they do this beautiful throwing rocks into fire to memorialize Swanky. It just shows the power of community, even, you know, in the middle of nowhere, in the Badlands. And, you know, I really want to go there. It's beautiful. But, yeah, and the other part that... this review that I thought was interesting was that he says, so many shots in this movie spark a direct, unfiltered bolt of emotion inside of me, but I think the shot of Linda May and Fern doing the face masks is my favorite one in the entire film. Instantly was when I first saw it, I screenshotted it. I don't know why, it just moved me. It's so beautifully framed in such a lovely moment, and it makes me really happy to feel this sweet little moment of relaxation and connectedness between these two women. Yeah, I think about them so often. And the reason why I wanted to say that is because I just read this now while I was on air, but the playlist that I made for Nomadland has that photo as that screenshot as the playlist photo. So I guess I liked it too. I don't know, but I like having the two women there because it's like, you know, me and Emma, maybe, when we're retired in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, so I'm just gonna play out one more song. This is called Runaway, and this was, I felt, mapped perfectly onto the end of the film when spoiler alert, I'm so sorry, but I have to explain this properly. Fern goes back to visit her old house that she had with her husband in the ghost town that was, you know, once a sheetrock plant that her and her husband used to work at. And so they had, like, company housing. And so she goes back and she's just staring into the sunrise. And her view is, you know, completely flat land. And then there's, like, some mountains in the distance. And, yeah, she decides to leave her friend's family's house, which is where she has Thanksgiving, because she's just too restless, she can't, and that's when she travels here, to have some quiet and some reflection, and it was also a really beautiful part of the movie. Yeah, so I'm going to play this, it's called Runaway, and yeah, that'll probably be the end of my hour. This is Slow Shark, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I was listening to the ocean. I saw a face in the sand, but when I picked it up, then it vanished away from my hands. Done. I had a dream. I was 7, climbing my way in a tree. I saw a piece of heaven waiting in patience. And I was running far away. Would I run off the world someday? Nobody knows, nobody knows. And I was dancing in the rain. I felt alive and I can't complain. But no, take me home where I belong. I can't take it anymore. I was a painting of you, and for a moment I thought you were.